will become the authority, and we'll begin to say things like this: that's not what God's word meant. Well, what did God's word mean? God's word said it, amen, I believe it, and that settles it. That's it, amen, that's all you got to do. Quit trying to put words in God's mouth, just trust what God said. If God said it's wrong, it's what? It's wrong, amen. Now let me go on. Look at verse number 3. You cannot fail, listen to me closely. You might want to write this down. You cannot fail if you'll stay with God's word and stay in God's way. You cannot fail, friend. It is an impossibility to fail if you'll stay in God's word and you'll stay in God's way. In other words, you do it God's way. You cannot fail. That's a promise from the things of God. Now get this. Look at verse 3. Y'all with me? And he shall be like a tree. Notice where it's at. Planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now notice where he's situated. Notice where he situated himself. What are we talking about? The blessed man. He situated himself by where? He situated himself by the rivers of water, right? A place where he can grow. He didn't put himself in the desert. He put himself beside the rivers of water, a place where he can grow. All throughout the Word of God, the water is symbolic of cleansing. You'll never be anything for God apart from cleansing. I'm talking about deep spiritual cleansing. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Word. One writer said that meditation on the Word of God releases the river of God's Spirit in us so that our lives are refreshed and revitalized. I like that. Think about that. Man, have you ever been at your coffee table? You ever been maybe by your machine? And you ever been somewhere and you start reading the Word of God and all of a sudden, man, that thing breaks you down and all of a sudden you get the glorious bumps, amen, all over you and you thank, praise. The river just was released in your soul, praise God. And it's revitalizing you. It's refreshing you. It's cleaning you, making you what you ought to be. The psalmist notes 7 things which mark the life of a man who is situated by the river. I'm going to do this real quick. Notice, number 1, his prominence. He's like a tree. He's like a tree. He's not a tumbleweed. Miss Kathy brought this up earlier. He's not a tumbleweed. No, he has a foundation. He's not moving. He's like a tree. Number 2, notice his preeminence. He's like a tree planted, unlike grass that's mown, blown over, that's harvested. Some grass is harvested and baled up and put in the barn. No, this is like a tree, and he sends his roots down deep into the soil. It's a deep. It is referring to this. That tree is showing us of the deep hidden life of the believer. I want you to think for just a minute. You see the tree, you see the branches, you see the leaves, and you see the fruit that's on the tree. But you rarely never see the roots. That root life is a deep life. Look here, it's deep. It's under the soil. Can I tell you that seed was sown, but there was some depth to it, amen? And once it formulated that root system, guess what? It began to strengthen itself from the sustenance from the sustenance to which it received, hallelujah, amen, and began to grow into a mighty tree, amen, and produce mighty fruit for the things of God. You'll never grow the way that you ought to if you don't have the foundation hidden in the things of God in your private life. You can know a lot about a man, but the life he lives outside of church. Let me go on. His position, he's planted by the rivers of water. The droughts bring bleakness and barrenness to others don't affect this guy. Why? Because he's planted in a place where he can grow. Then number 4. I want you to notice his productivity. You ever notice that the Christian who loves God seems to have no problem with productivity? Do you know why they have no problem with productivity? It's because they're not doing it for themselves. No, they're doing it for God. And when God, look here, when the things of God, man, seem to develop and grow in your heart, this is what takes place. You quit doing it for you, you start saying, amen. Everything I do is going to be done for the glory of God. Listen, guys, whatever you do at your workplace, don't do it because the boss man's asking you to do it. Do it as unto the Lord. Amen. You're going to make mistakes, but do it as unto the Lord. Let me go on. His productivity, he brings forth fruit. He's a blessing. In other words, he's a blessing to everybody. You ever just been around that person? Do you want to be that person that's a blessing to everybody? Or do you want to be that person that's like, oh, I hate being around him? Look here, don't you want to be a blessing? Look, and get your roots in some deep things of God. And think about the joy. Look, happy is, blessed is the man that walketh not in the ways of the sinners. I'm telling you right now, praise God, if you ever get rooted right, you'll be all right. Number five, notice his propriety. In other words, he's not one that's out of season. He's not trying to produce fruit when he shouldn't be producing fruit. Have you ever noticed them people that's kind of like, just something's off in the worship service? They're the ones that pops up in the weirdest times. Just sometimes it'd be dead as a doornail. And all of a sudden somebody, I mean, it don't bother me a lot of times, but man, may I say, sometimes it's just dead, amen. Sometimes we're in the middle of the winter time, but then all of a sudden that person is just, man, just out of season. It's weird. I'm going to say to you, the Holy Ghost knows what season you're in. Don't try to man, produce fruit out of season. Be in the things of God. All right, let me go on. Number six, his perpetuity. You say, what are you talking about? His leaves shall not wither like an oak tree's leaves. We got oak trees. Look here. We got oak trees. They ain't got a lick of leaf on them right now. I mean, to look at that tree beside the house, that thing looks dead as a doornail. I got some evergreens, brother. Listen, that winter didn't affect them one bit. Now, I know we've had a mild winter, but in the middle of that winter, in the middle of the cold, in the wind, that evergreen stood there. It didn't change colors. It stayed green. It stayed on go. Amen. All winter long, still looks the same as it did back in the summertime. His leaf shall not wither. You know what's wrong with a lot of Christian people? That they're like leaf Christians. When the wind blows, they gone. Hey, when the COVID happens, they go. You can't get them back. You get what I'm saying, though, tonight. What I'm saying is that leaf don't change at all. Steadfast. I want to be that Christian. Look here. In the middle of my hardship, I want to be that Christian that everybody else looks to and said, I'll tell you right now, they may be going through it right now, but they're the same as they've always been. One of my biggest fears is this tragedy, a hardship come to my life and let that thing change who I am. And preach all this time about, man, be encouraged, stay faithful to God. And then when tragedy hits, me just wither and blow away. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be whenever, I know we know of a preacher friend of ours right now going through a hardship, going through one of the worst times of his life. But while he's going through this hardship, I can say this about him. He's found that place of being that evergreen. Staying with God, staying plugged in. Are you just a leaf? Or are you staying with the stuff? Number seven is prosperity. When lined up in the right environment, notice what the Bible says right there. Over there in verse number three, towards the end. Y'all see, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying right here. The person who lines themselves up with the Word of God, blessed, straight, level, the Bible put no limitation. Look, God put no limitations on what kind of blessing would come to that individual.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.